sampling rates in the range of 100 mega samples per second, and is capable of yielding 40 megahertz of bandwidth of spectrum on the USB side. So it's got some pretty high throughput. On the lower cost side is something called a PM-SDR, and its homepage can be found at rham.com, Romeo Hotel Alpha Mike.com, and they're in the $400. The EDIS is up in the $900 to $1,200, depending on the spectrum you're looking to go through. VE3ZDZ back to that.
Don, good information. Scott, let's see if Bill needs any fill on that. AC2IS, T2RIW, go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, thanks, Nick. This is AC2IS, and thanks very much for that. I'm familiar with Edis Research. I have a quote from them already. I'm not familiar with the PM product, but kind of what I've been talking about is another product yet to be released called the HackRF. I forget the name of the company that's coming from off the top of my head, but the HackRF is what I've been talking about.
Any further words on that one, Scott?
Well, I know HackRF and the EDIS go together very nicely. I think you might find the PM-SDR fits into that as well. Analog Devices, large chip manufacturer, recently acquired EDIS, and because it's analog digital chips that are mostly on the boards in the EDIS radio anyway. So you might want to look at Analog Devices' RF chipset webpage for some of the mixing components that Dick was talking about there. I know they have those components if you want to try and roll your own from discrete. But have a look at the PM-SDR. You might have a cheaper pathway there. But the EDIS is top end. Ham buddy of mine when I was 5 years working out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, was over at his place. He had several of the EDISes up. Marvelous little radio. Once you get hooked on it, it's hard to do anything else. V3ZZ back to net.
Thanks a lot for that information, Scott. I'm going to go away. Bye-bye, you guys. Over to you, Bill.
which network or which reflector it is again, like what the name of it is. I caught the number 9126, but I'm wondering if you could tell me the name.
Please do, I'll bring you up. 9126.
check in and bring forth this information that's really tough to get sometimes. and we get some pretty smart answers. So I enjoy it. It's a lot of fun for me, especially with dealing with the youngsters. I love their questions.
I don't know if you heard about KC2IDJ.
Yeah, it's Matt. I hear him on the input, but I don't hear him on the 85 machine because it's shut down.
Interesting, I'm hearing it up for the IRLP. Maybe he's not hearing. I wonder, KC2IDJ, are you hearing me in Toronto? You're not being heard on the local, the 850 machine, East Coast. I hear two people, one calling the other and saying they couldn't make the call. You are here. I think you guys are being heard. I think you're being heard, the E3JIW.
Thank you, Jim. Yeah, he's in lower Manhattan. I should be able to hear him on the direct also, but I can't. Something's wrong.
Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link clear.
Auto connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link active.
at 830 WQVL repeater system. Net tonight at 830. Welcome to the WQVL repeater.
KCPC Mobile in Richmond Hill is listening. NTT, AK1S, K6DPC. I'm just going out to grab a rag. I'll pick up NTT and get an AK1S. Two AK1S.
Alrighty, I'm actually heading upstate. I haven't seen my son in a couple of months, and he's been working, and then he started school, so I'm going to take a run up there, and got a bunch of things to deliver to various people, too. So, I just hit the road. It looks like I got a low tire, so I got to stop and take care of that.
Good morning, gents. Neil, I hope you don't hit the wave of returnees on that throughway. Get out of there as early as you can. And how? Not a good day to be up in the air, eh?
Stop flying today. Ceiling doesn't look that great. I got stuff to do. The XYL wants to hit the old casino at noon. We're only about 5 minutes away from the Racino here.
It's pretty crappy looking out here. Yeah, there's a constant almost mist hitting the car. That's annoying. It's like not quite enough to put the wipers on. Even the intermittents. But anyway. So now I think officially picked up one puncture in each of my four tires on this car. What a pain. I'm going to have to plug this one today.
I'll grab a rag. I'll be right back. K6DPC.
Okay, Hal, AK1S. Yeah, Neil, you know, I remember back when I my first car or two, adjustable windshield wipers were not available, and Popular Mechanics had, you know, good articles on how to make your own infinitely adjustable windshield wiper control, and I built one of those, and it was the marvel of the neighborhood. But today's a good day for one, because it's a mist that's not quite at the right frequency for the presets.
Probably going to hit something nastier on my way out from what I was hearing, so should be interesting. Yeah. I remember when I was a kid, Radio Shack sold a little wiper add-on you could wire in. Ran off of a 555 chip. There were a couple of, you know, definitely do-it-yourself things that were marketed to the average person. The one that I think they had to actually pull from the catalog was the like do-it-yourself headphone jack, because the UL people, when they went for getting listing on everything in the catalog, they didn't like the fact that they were selling an item that you had to pop off the back of a TV to install.
A little bit scratchy. I heard everything except what the device was for the TV set.
That was an add-on headphone jack.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can imagine they would get a little dicey about that. People sticking their hands into a tube TV, you know, reaching for a spider and get themselves a real nasty little jolt. Yeah, that's an important safety tip. I bet you some people didn't even bother to unplug the TV.
6DPC.
And Hal, you probably have a good flyback transformer story.
No, luckily I never got hit by a flyback. I've always had a lot of respect for them, and I wasn't in a TV service racket for that many years. I advanced from one thing into another, so I didn't expose myself to that many flybacks. I did get a little bite, though, when I had shut off a set, and I took the second ammo off, and I discharged it, and they're still charged in the Aquatac coating on the CRT. But as far as flyback, I play pretty safe with those. Go ahead.
Okay, one of those, if I got it. Back in the 70s, there was a school in Hempstead called, it was a Sylvania Technical School. It later became known as Suburban Technical. But when it was Sylvania, I went there. I took this course. It was 750 hours. And I went into digital. But at the beginning, everybody started off the same. The TV repair and radio guys and the computer class all began together, and then they eventually would split into two different groups. But I remember the TV guys at the time, right about the time we were ready to split, you know, one of the things was is that they had to get a little shock out of a TV set, and we always used to laugh about it because you'd hear the screams in the other room, you know.
Said nobody had foot trouble, but they would have a real shock.
The shop teacher used to booby trap one or two chairs when we went into the electric shop phase of the class. I can't get away with that stuff anymore.
They'd be brought up on charges.
College, we made a Vandegraaff generator and used it on Halloween one night.
My favorite engineering college prank stories is from a friend of mine who went to RPI, and his friends, they made this device they called the Death Cone. It was a parabolic dish mounted microphone, not microphone, but it was the kind of dish you would see, you know, these guys with the phones out trying to capture sounds of like nature and everything. And instead of the microphone, they mounted a high frequency driver on it and fired ultrasonic noise into the thing. And they could aim it at somebody's window, like across the courtyard. And it would make the window, like, sing. And whoever went to the window to open it would then get blasted by, you know, ultrasonic noise when they opened the window.
Wow, that was creative. Let me get this going back. I got my rag. I'll be on later. Gentlemen, have a good day. Drive carefully. It's K6D for the automobile.
73 Hal, Scarf ATM. I'm on my way over to West Hempstead and picking up Tim for an Harry's Breakfast Summit. Take care of a little business this morning before the day starts. Not much traffic out, which is very nice.
Just came up to the air pump, so I'm going to step outside for a little bit, gentlemen. 73 Hal, Dave, if you're still here when I come back, I'll catch you a little later.
This is KHNY listening on the machine through Echolink. Good morning.
Give it a shot. Did you get that, John?
No, I didn't say anything, Hal. We got a little malicious interference in there, you know, so. All right. I just popped in to see you was there. Say hello. Head over to the store. I'll be right. Pick up something and be right back, so. All right. I'll be listening. Hal, enjoy your day, and good luck.
Are you still on there, John?
Yeah, Hal, it's for you.
Okay, here you go. Talk out, you're K60CZ square.
KD2AKX on the side.
N2EO, this is N2MB, Mobile. K6DPZ into Mike Bravo, Mobile.
KB2DPB.
Crazy drugs. won't get away. It's your problem, but not the government's problem. They take all after 6 months.
The subhuman. What's up, there, Mark? Boys, thank you for calling me. Hello again.
Yes, how you doing? Long time no hear.
Okay, man. Hey, guys. What's going on with it?
I understand most of the action was down there last night.